This is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Today I want to encourage you to avoid the hype around unlimited PTO. One of the benefits that's received a lot of growing attention in the last few years is unlimited vacation time. And it's positioned as this ultimate in paid time away from work. Many people who have read those news articles have wondered what it would be like to implement such a plan. And I'm here to tell you, avoid the hype. It's not all it's touted to be, and like with all decisions, there are unintended consequences to consider. First off, let's look at the prevalence of these plans. In the 2015 SHRM Benefits Study, this is an annual report that looks at the nitty-gritty details of benefit plans, who offers what, on a very granular level, they pointed out that between 1 and 2% of employers are actually offering unlimited paid leave plans. So while we get bombarded by the media talking about these revolutionary companies, in reality, less than 2 out of 100 organizations are even in this discussion. What that means to me as a researcher is that this is too small of a sample size to accurately judge if these plans work or not. Who knows if they really help people to work, manage their lives better, everything else. We don't know that because we need more data to make that call. Companies do know this though. At first thought for HR folks especially is, hey, if we put this thing in place, I know who's going to take advantage of it. Those people who already are in the red on their balance and their PTO. But the companies putting these things in place aren't worried about that. Oftentimes, they already have generous leave policies in place already, but people aren't taking advantage of the existing benefits. I wrote recently about a nonprofit organization that was developed to help people take more vacation time because we're not even using everything that's available. The snippet from that piece was, in case you weren't aware, March 31st was cast as Vacation Commitment Day, brought to you by the Take Back Your Time nonprofit. The organization is devoted to helping workers across America focus on taking more of the vacations they have available, because we're notorious for accruing but not using our leave. It's an interesting concept because that same week that I was talking about that, I looked at a new study from Accountemps about the top benefits that employees were asking for. You know what topped the list? More vacation time. So what gifts? We want more vacation time as a population, but we don't use all the time that we accrue. And as if that wasn't enough, the federal government has kind of made noise in the last few years about trying to introduce legislation that will force smaller companies to offer paid leave to their employees. Let's think about this in the big picture. With all those pieces in play, it's obviously an interesting time to be working in the benefits side of the HR profession. I would use this as a reminder, really, to look at and review your company's offerings in terms of paid leave. Look into the usage of the benefits specifically. The first thing we do when we're benchmarking benefit offerings to consider is we're looking at what we're doing relative to the market. However, a smart HR leader also looks at the benefits adoption and usage to determine how employees are using the things. If you put together this phenomenal program, but only 2 people sign up, it probably wasn't worth the effort to establish and market and maintain the program on an ongoing basis. This also applies to vacation time. The reality is while many workers accrue paid time off, there might be circumstances inherent to the business that are preventing them from using that. Maybe they have work projects that they have a standing position on that require the presence there at work. Or there might even be a cultural norm of foregoing vacation days to demonstrate quote unquote dedication to some organizations. Analyzing the accruals against the usage of the benefit helps you to understand if there's a need for additional time off, if there's a need to get people to take the time they've already accrued, helps you understand those things. One of the other big problems with unlimited leave comes in the form of the work environment of unlimited PTO adopting organizations. There's one thing that people forget about those high profile companies. If you're working somewhere like Netflix or LinkedIn, two of the organizations that offer this leave benefit, you're working many hours, many, many hours in most cases. And the work itself doesn't lend itself to a 3-month vacation at the employee's whim. Despite what they tell you in this unlimited vacation kind of promotion, that's not what they expect you to do. That's why offering this might be a great idea for the employer, but not necessarily a great idea for the employee. As reported in Inc. magazine, what competitive, career-minded employee is going to take advantage of this? Do you mean to tell me the guy who just became a father is going to tell the rest of the team working on that big project that he's going to take the next 11 months off to stay home and bond with his baby? Really? Sure, he has that option now, but who's going to pull the trigger on that? And who's going to risk suddenly disappearing from the office for months on end, traveling to Australia, or kicking back on the beach while the rest of the coworkers are working on a deadline? And what happens a year later when evaluation time comes? Or who gets the promotion, the salary increase, the corner office, the person who's been working day and night on the product, or the person who's been taking full advantage of the company's paid time off policy and working on his golf swing? So I encourage you again, avoid the hype. Unlimited paid time off is a publicity stunt for large organizations. They have cultures that can force or coerce people to work, even though the carrot of unlimited PTO is hanging out there in front of them. What you should do instead is make sure your work environment is supportive of people that take the vacation that you do offer. Too often, I'm sure that you, just as well as I have heard snide remarks and rude comments about an employee using a vacation time, a benefit that the company freely makes available to all employees. This is the battle we should be fighting, not one to follow this latest fad in employee leave benefits.
Thank you for checking out today's show. My name is Ben Eubanks, and on behalf of myself, Steve Bose, Trish McFarlane, and all the hosts on the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network, we'll catch you next time.